We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us now on the WadeFord.com hotline is NFL Network's NFL insider, Mike Garofolo. And Mike, I have to say, you are now my favorite former coworker slash friend. You have climbed the ranks because you're in Alabama for their pro day. You're up at 7:20 just to be on this show. So I thank you, Mike.
Jennifer, I wake up at 5:20 to do a radio interview with you. It's good to hear from you. I hope you're doing well. We had a freaky little thing yesterday where I saw an Instagram memory on my Instagram, and it was involving you back in 2019 when we did Good Morning Football together. I'm like, I wonder how Tiffany is, and not 10 minutes later you texted me. I was just freaky.
See, it's like I knew, right? So I am ecstatic to have you on this morning because, as I mentioned, you were at Alabama's pro day. Yep. And I know the entire Panthers brass was at CJ Stroud's pro day. Obviously, we talk a lot of Falcons here. We're concerned about the Panthers. And I believe that brass is expected to be there for Bryce Young's pro day today.
Yeah, they're here. They had dinner with him last night. The whole crew was here. So they're doing their due diligence and, trying to see which quarterback that they really feel best about it. Number one, I don't have a lean right now. I'm just coming off a free agency, so it's like, oh wow, the draft is here. Kind of that's the way it works as an NFL reporter. You turn around from one event right into the other one. So I don't have a great feel right now. I'm sure I will by the time we get closer to the draft. But they're going through the process, and Stroud had, from what I gather, I didn't see it because I was traveling here. From what I gather, an okay day yesterday. Let's see what Bryce Young can do, what he can show them as far as a full skill set. And I don't know how in a throwing session you try to ease any concerns about size, but I think that's an interesting thing. That's a dynamic at play. Because if he was bigger, he's a slam dunk first overall pick. There's no question.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, he's probably putting spacers in his cleats before he goes out there on the field, Mike. And look, there's another guy there, Will Anderson, another possible top 5 pick at Bama's Pro Day. I know there's going to be some eyes on Eli Ricks, the cornerback, who did not work out at the combine. And look, I know that the Falcons probably need some help at corner somewhere down the road. Who are you looking forward to? I know there's a number of prospects that'll be there besides Bryce Young. Who are you most looking forward to?
Yeah, I don't think I got to check on this. I don't think Will's going to do anything at his pro day, if I'm not mistaken here today. So I think, it's going to be some of these other guys here that we're going to keep an eye on. But yeah, Eli Ricks is going to be an interesting one. To be honest with you, because you've got to get a look at at what he's able to do and what he can show these guys. Size-wise, he's got great size. He's got the great length that you want in a cornerback. So if you can combine that size with good numbers in the testing, I feel like today could be a big day for him. So, yeah, I'm probably going to keep an eye closely on Ricks while we're out there for sure.
Mike, what are you hearing in the NFL circles about a guy that hits close to home here in Atlanta? And, well, for the Falcons fans want him because he's a defensive lineman, which this team has desperately needed, a dominant one in college, and Jalen Carter. Has the work ethic concerns with him overweight at his pro day and not finishing drills now kind of overweighing the off-the-field concerns?
Well, it's all kind of part of the same thing, right? I mean, the tape is what the tape is, but now you have, you know, the off-field stuff combined with, you know, how much did that affect him going into his pro day? Because, you know, by leaving the combine and then coming back and saying, yeah, I'm not here working out, but I'm going to be here as part of the process. I want to be back. It kind of showed a recommitment to football despite what was happening off the field. But then you go into the pro day and you saw the opposite of that. So I think that's the stuff that's raising the concerns with a lot of folks in the league. Now, the talent is just off the charts, and the tape is off the charts. So there's really a floor or a ceiling, I guess. I don't know which way it is, but there's a limit to how far a drop would be for a guy who was going to be at the top of the draft just because of all that talent that's there. So, you know, a lot of teams are bringing him in. They want to look him in the eye. They want to have a conversation with him. I just foresee a team, I don't know where it is, but I foresee a team at some point saying, you know, we brought him in, we had a conversation with him, he's made mistakes, he owned up to it, but we feel really good about our conversations with him. That's a lot of times what the tone of what you hear after a team takes a guy. So that's coming for him for sure. I have a hard time slotting it right now, but once we get closer to the end of April and the draft beginning, we'll have a better feel for where we think he's going to land.
Mike, speaking of interior defensive linemen, man, I'll be honest, you sent this show into a frenzy the other day with your tweet about Calais Campbell visiting the Falcons for a free agency visit. Do you have any more insight on that? Because I don't want to speak for everybody. I would be extremely excited. I know he's been around for a while. He's an older depth piece. He's not probably what he once was, but I would be over the moon if Calais Campbell landed in Atlanta.
Yeah, and I believe the Falcons would be too. There's no question about that. You know, it actually surprised me, right? Because you get a guy at that age. Where do you want to go? Do you want to go play for a team that you consider a Super Bowl contender? And look, the Falcons are on the up, right? Terry Fontenot, Arthur Smith, they're building things for the long haul, and they're starting to get some pieces in place. But if you asked me to rattle off my Super Bowl contenders, they wouldn't have been in there. So that visit, you know, surprised me. But I said, you know what? I could see how he'd want to be part of something that's coming up with a really good defensive line and a team that's playing in the division that, let's face it, it's just wide open, okay? This division is absolutely wide open, so he may be looking at it like an easier path to the playoffs than some other squad that he might join. Now, I know that there's other interests. I do. I gather that the Buffalo Bills are one of the teams that's shown interest in him. I believe the Jets are in there as well. So I think this is going to wind up being a process for him and not a snap decision. And the Ravens did leave the door open for his return as well. But they had to make some tough decisions with Lamar Jackson and the franchise tag taking up a lot of salary cap space. So, yeah, we'll see how it goes for him. But, you know, the more I thought about it, the more I thought, hey, you know, that's a better fit than I thought immediately when I heard it.
All right, Mike, you kind of mentioned it, the Lamar Jackson stuff, and I know that this is I'm confused. I think we had a whole conversation yesterday. We're all kind of confused on this. So Lamar has a guy that's reaching out to teams to talk to them about their interest, but the teams won't talk to him because he's not NFLPA certified, and the teams want Lamar to reach out. So Lamar's the only one that really can reach out in his own behalf, but he's not reaching out. What am I missing here?
I missing mean, 2 years of negotiations with the Ravens that have been forcing them to bang their head against the wall because this is kind of how it's been with Lamar Jackson. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know why he does not want to hire an agent. It's fine. It's his career. I'm not, you know, there's a lot of people banging the table. He should hire an agent. Well, he should do whatever he wants to do. But that being said, I believe that it's making the process harder, which could be his preference or intent or you know, I as we go through this whole thing, I think to myself, maybe he just doesn't want to do a long-term deal. Maybe he just wants to play out the franchise tags and get to the point where he's now a free agent, and then he can go negotiate with teams and not have to worry about two first-round picks as compensation for a franchise tag and the Ravens potentially matching an offer. Like, let me be a true free agent. If that's his end goal, and we don't know because he really doesn't speak in depth about it. But if that's his end goal, fine. I think more guys should do that, you know, because you're betting on yourself. But in the meantime, you're betting on yourself while you're getting $32 million this year and another $39 million or something next year. You're making $71 million over 2 years. That it's easy to bet on yourself when you're pocketing that kind of money. So we'll see how he plays it out. I'm really interested in if we get to the middle of July, which is the deadline to do a long-term deal with a franchise tag player, and he doesn't do a deal, does he show up for training camp? Because a lot of guys will say, hey, I'm not coming for camp, but a lot of guys aren't quarterbacks. So there's a lot of steps to be played out in this one, and I'm curious to see how it goes.
See, this is why you're my favorite, Mike, because I was on your side with, you know, if the player wants to do that, then that's what he wants to do. I had some people in here that may or may not have disagreed with that take yesterday. Mike, I'm going to throw you for kind of a loop here, ask you about yourself. Just what is this time like for you as an insider? Because obviously I work with you. I know your phone's always blowing up. How crazy is it, you know, this time? And also, where are you headed next after Alabama?
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Yeah, well, we've got the league meeting in Arizona starting on Sunday to Tuesday. Tiff, I know you've attended before. They bounce it back West Coast, East Coast. This year it's West Coast, so 3 days in Arizona coming up, where, you know, it's rule changes. It's also a chance to talk to teams that are in the middle of things, such as, let's say, the Green Bay Packers, because I know that they'll be – some pointed questions, and Mark Murphy, the president, has said he's sworn to secrecy. So there'll be a lot of punting on questions if this thing is still going by the time we get to Arizona. I mean, I know the Jets would like to close it out if they could, but they're in no hurry. They're willing to play the long game with the Packers and Rodgers. So that'll be a topic there. And then again, you've got the rules changes, and you've got other teams that have done business or are going to do business coming up here. So I enjoy those couple of days that we spend out there. So it's free agency right into pro days, right into the league meetings. My day is starting already. I'm losing my voice. It's kind of been a lot of that. lately. And then the draft. But once we get through the draft, like once we get to May and June and July, early July, obviously, you know, then we get the kind of recharge. So it's like we get all our breaks all at once. We'd like to be able to spread them out, but that's not how the calendar works. So we take it as they come.
That is why you are the best, Mike Garofalo. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for the insight and for getting up early. I hope you enjoy Alabama Pro Day today.
You got it. Thanks, Tiff. Thanks, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.